KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the state baseball championships concluded on Saturday with championship games in all four classes. In 1A, the title list is Newman Catholic. They beat Van Buren 6-2 in the championship game. In Class 2A, Dyersville-Beckman literally had a walk-off win. Two bases-loaded walks in the bottom of the seventh inning gave them their only two runs of the game in a 2-1 win over North Polk. Also in Class 3A, Clear Lake beat Davenport Assumption 6-2. And in Class 4A, Johnston, a winner over Sioux City East by a final of 9-3 in the championship. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Matt Carpenter broke his 0-for-23 slump with a bases-loaded double during the Cardinals' decisive rally, and St. Louis ended a tough trip on the upswing, beating the Cincinnati Reds 15-2 yesterday. The Cardinals went 3-8 on a trip that included seven straight losses, four of them in Pittsburgh, allowing the Pirates to overtake them for the National League Central lead. Even during their worst trip of the season, the Cardinals maintained their knack for beating the Reds. St. Louis took 2-of-3 at Great American Ballpark, and they've won its last six series against Cincinnati. The Cardinals lead the season series 8-4. Carpenter's two-run double off the wall completed a five-run rally in the sixth against Mike Leake and a couple of relievers. Lance Lynn allowed four hits over eight innings, including Zach Cozart's two-run homer. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Colorado 5-1. Milwaukee down Washington 8-5. Dodgers over Chicago 1-0. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 4-1. In the American League, Detroit topping the White Sox in 12 innings 3-2. Seattle a 3-2 winner over Baltimore. Minnesota 3-2 over Houston. Toronto beat the LA Angels 6-5. And Texas over Oakland 4-0. In interleague play, Ervin Santana scattered five hits and allowed one run over six innings, and the surging Kansas City Royals took advantage of a sun splash Sunday to beat the New York Mets 6-2 to win that three-game interleague series. The Royals won for the 11th time in 12 games, helped by a pair of fly balls that right fielder Marlon Byrd lost in the glare. Both came during a three-run fifth, with one falling for a double and the other glancing off his glove for an error. Mike Moustakas hit a solo homer for the Royals, who won their second straight from the Mets. Kansas City completed an 8-1 road trip. The rest of the interleague slate has Cleveland beating Miami 2-0, Boston beat Arizona 4-0, Tampa Bay down San Francisco 4-3, and San Diego beat the New York Yankees by a score of 6-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, Omaha beat Salt Lake 6-3. It was Iowa over Tacoma by a score of 8-4. Well, the New York Yankees could have Alex Rodriguez in their lineup against the Chicago White Sox tonight. A person familiar with the deliberations tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball has informed the New York Yankees that Rodriguez will be suspended Monday, but he can play while he appeals the penalty. The person said the Yankees were not told the exact length of the suspension, but they were left under the impression that it will be through the 2014 season. The person also said Rodriguez could get a shorter penalty for violating baseball's drug agreement if he gives up the right to file a grievance and force the case before an arbitrator. Rodriguez said on Saturday that he planned to rejoin his teammates in time for tonight's series opener in Chicago. Manager Joe Girardi said he will pencil A-Rod into the lineup. A second source says MLB planned an announcement for 11 o'clock Eastern time this morning, Central time this morning. 13 other players faced discipline following baseball's probe of the Biogenesis of America anti-aging clinic. All-stars Nelson Cruz of Texas, Johnny Peralta of Detroit are among those facing the stiffest penalties. Toronto outfielder Melky Cabrera, Oakland pitcher Bartolo Colon, and San Diego catcher Yasmani Grandal served suspensions after positive tests last year. They've been tied to this performance-enhancing drug case, but they can't be disciplined again for the same offense. In other baseball news, the New York Yankees aren't sure when shortstop Derek Jeter can return to the lineup. An MRI revealed the mild strain of his right calf. That's the latest setback in a year already full of injuries for the team captain. Manager Joe Girardi said he didn't know if the injury came about because of a strained right quadriceps that landed Jeter on the disabled list from July 12th until being activated last Sunday. In other major league news, the Washington Nationals have placed right-hander Ross Ohlendorf on the 15-day disabled list with light shoulder inflammation. Ohlendorf is 2-0 with a 1.85 earned run average in 10 games with Washington this season. Indians' top pitching prospect, Danny Salazar, is being recalled by the team from the minors to start Wednesday's game against Detroit. Salazar worked six strong innings in his big league debut on July 11th. The Chicago Cubs placed infielder Luis Valbuena on the 15-day disabled list because of a strained muscle on his right side. Valbuena was hitting .225 with 9 homers in 89 games for the Cubs. He aggravated the injury Friday against the Dodgers. All-star catcher Salvador Perez of the Royals is going on the 7-day concussion disabled list. He was struck in the mask by a foul ball in the Royals' win over the New York Mets on Saturday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In racing news, Casey Kane has won the Sprint Cup race in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. It's his second win of the season. The runner-up was Jeff Gordon with Kurt Busch third. Kane got the jump on Gordon off the final restart with two laps left and pulled away to win at Pocono Raceway. Kane's win helped solidify his spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup. Brad Keselowski took control with 35 laps left to win the NASCAR Nationwide race at Iowa Speedway Saturday night. The Sprint Cup driver has won in his last three Nationwide starts, also topping the field at Richmond in April and Kentucky in June. Points leader Austin Dillon led a race-high 116 laps, but he gave up a huge lead following a late caution. Keselowski, the only Sprint Cup driver in the field, took control a few laps later for his second Nationwide win at Iowa. Sam Hornish Jr. was second, followed by Brian Vickers, Dillon, and then Kyle Larson. In golf, Stacey Lewis was the winner of the Women's British Open on a long day of golf because of a suspension of play on Saturday. Lewis finished with a pair of birdies to close with an even par 72 and an 8-under par score. It's her second major victory on the LPGA Tour and ends a record streak of 10 straight majors won by Asian players. NB Park's bid for a fourth straight major ended early. She finished 14 shots back. Tiger Woods finished 15 under par to win the Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. He shot a final round even par 70 to wind up 7 shots in front of Keegan Bradley and Henrik Stenson. This is Woods' 8th win in the event and his 5th this year on tour. Despite a 10 under par 62 by Jeff Sluman, Tom Pernice Jr. won the Champions 3M Championship in Minnesota. He had a final round 4 under 68 to finish 17 under par, and that was one better than Sluman and Corey Pavin. Well, exhibition play for the NFL is underway in Sunday night's annual Pro Football Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Miami Dolphins 24-20. Rookie Devontae Holloman's 75-yard interception return with a tipped pass keyed the Dallas victory. It was the biggest play for a Dallas defense, switching to a 4-3 alignment under new coordinator Monty Kiffin. Baltimore Colts Hall of Fame defensive tackle Art Donovan has died at the age of 89. Donovan played 12 years in the NFL and helped the Colts win championships in 1958 and 59 before retiring in 1961. But it was his ability to spin stories about his life and his football career that made him a household name as he appeared on several late-night talk shows following his retirement. ESPN says the NCAA is investigating whether Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel was paid for signing hundreds of autographs in January. Citing unidentified sources, ESPN's Outside the Lines program said that the Heisman Trophy winner signed items in exchange for a five-figure fee during his trip to Miami for the BCS championship game. And in swimming news, Missy Franklin won a record 6th gold medal of the World Swimming Championships. Swimming the leadoff leg for the Americans in the 400-meter medley relay, she gave the U.S. a slight lead, and her teammates made it look easy from there. The winning time was 3 minutes, 53.23 seconds. The 18-year-old Franklin is now the winningest female swimmer ever at the Worlds, and she improved on her performance at the London Olympics, where she was one of the biggest stars with 4 golds and a bronze. She eclipsed the women's record that had been shared by Tracy Calkins, who won 5 times at the 1978 Worlds, and Libby Trickett, who did it in 2007. Franklin also joins Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, and East German Kristen Otto as the only swimmers to capture as many as 6 golds at either the Worlds or at the Olympics. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.